Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King.
Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m.
All right, he's the man with his finger on the pulse of all the outdoor events and experiences that you need to know about in the Western Cape. Jeff Ayliffe's got your outdoor report this morning. Morning, Jeff.
Thanks, SJ. Good morning, and great to be back in Cape Town, albeit on a slightly cooler weekend. Overcast weather today, a chance of some rain during the course of the day, a high of 19 degrees predicted, with the wind swinging from the northwest through to the south later and hopefully clearing those skies a little. The Strandloper Project Coastal Research Team. They are departing today on their third annual expedition hike. They're going to be starting at Arniston and they'll be finishing at Grotto Beach. The combined distance from all three expeditions to date gives an overall combined distance that represents nearly 19% of the South African coastline. And so great job. And I caught up with the expedition leader and founder, Mark Dixon.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to chat to you again about our research at the Strandloper Project. As you mentioned, this weekend we head off on our third annual expedition. So this is a coastal research expedition. And this year we're going from Arniston all the way through to Hermanus. So on our ground proofing, it's about 165 kilometers. From previous experience, what we've found is planning on Google Earth is very different to actually walking it. So we can anticipate anywhere up to 200 kilometers. So our focus of our research, as always, is looking at the distribution and density of plastic, in particular microplastics, but all types of plastics, as well as washed up fishing gear on the coastline. So we've got a whole range of survey strategies that we and protocols that we use, and just measuring density and distribution, and we map that very accurately using our app on Cyber Tracker. And why are we doing this is a question that we often get asked. So the primary reason is that everybody believes ocean plastic is from the ocean, but over 90% of it is actually terrestrial sourced and flowing out through rivers and oceans. So what we're doing is we actually are busy building a map of where you got the hotspots of high density of microplastics and putting that in relation to human settlement along the coastline. And that's in essence what we are trying to do. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
That was Mark Dixon. Peninsula Ramblers, the hike today, the Cape of Good Hope, Antoni's Hut, meeting at 8:30 a.m. at the Biffelsfontein Visitor Centre in Cape Point. It's about 7 kilometres from the pay gate. You'll need to pay that entrance fee or produce a wild card or a green card if you've got one. The hike will take you along the Cape Point hiking trail in a southerly direction towards Antoni's Hut. It's a spectacular cave that has been carved into the rock by waves and sea motion, and the return will be via the coastal path. It's about 4 to 5 hours long, so there will be a moderate fitness required. PeninsularRamblers.org.za. And a reminder that today, Reserve Edge are hosting an ocean and wild greens foraging workshop. And it's happening at Scarborough from 10:30 this morning until 2 p.m. And the people out there will be learning to forage dune plants, edible weeds and seaweed. And if you're wanting to go, I'm not sure how full they are, but you can go and check them out on Reserve Edge on Instagram and get more details. And just a reminder, of course, it is the Cape Town Cycle Tour weekend. As always, the city will be in lockdown with bicycles this weekend, requiring a little bit of patience from the non-cycling public. The tour takes place tomorrow, so don't plan any Peninsula drives unless those are directly linked to the cycle tour. It's also the Otter African Trail Run, the race, the big one happening today, and best of luck to all the athletes that are going to be out there. And then of course it's certainly cycling time of the year, the Absa Cape Epic kicking off next Sunday with the prologue stage. So lots to look forward to. That's it from me. I'll be chatting again tomorrow.